In today's news headlines, President Donald Trump and congressional leaders will meet on Friday to once more discuss the ongoing government shutdown that has impacted the jobs of 800,000 federal workers. 14 days into the shutdown, neither Trump nor Democratic leaders are willing to budge on their differences regarding a border wall in the spending bill. On Thursday, the president posted to his Twitter account a video compilation of migrants at the border, claiming they're dangerous and criminal, a repeat of many of his past claims. But Democrats, formerly taking on the mantle of majority party in the House, also staked their claim to not fund his border wall, leading many to wonder what progress could be made at the Friday meeting. On Thursday, the president made his very first appearance at a White House press briefing, something he has never done in his 2 years in office. He began by congratulating his rivals.
Thank you. I just want to start off by congratulating Nancy Pelosi on being elected Speaker of the House. It's a very, very great achievement. And hopefully we're going to work together and we're going to get lots of things done, like infrastructure and so much more. I know they want to do that very badly, so do I. So hopefully we're going to have a lot of things that we can get done together. And I think it's actually going to work out. I think it'll be a little bit different than a lot of people are thinking. So I congratulate Nancy. Tremendous, tremendous achievement.
During his first appearance at the White House press podium, Trump also repeated his desire for a border wall.
You can call it a barrier, you can call it whatever you want, but essentially we need protection in our country. We're going to make it good. The people of our country want it. I have never had so much support as I have in the last week over my stance for border security, for border control, and for, frankly, the wall or the barrier. I have never had anything like it in terms of calls coming in terms of people writing in and tweeting and doing whatever they have to do. I've never had this much support, and we've done some things that, as you know, have been very popular.
That's President Trump speaking at Thursday's White House press briefing, the first time he has addressed reporters from the briefing room podium. As California Representative Nancy Pelosi was elected House Speaker, the second time in her career that she has achieved that goal, she made opening remarks setting her vision for the Democrats' agenda in the new year.
Our nation is at an historic moment. 2 months ago, the American people spoke and demanded a new dawn. They called upon the beauty of our Constitution, our system of checks and balances that protects our democracy, remembering that the legislative branch is Article I, the first branch of government co-equal to the presidency.
That's Nancy Pelosi making her first address as House Speaker of the 2019 House of Representatives. Hours after Pelosi spoke, some of her colleagues in the House went against her stated wishes and reintroduced articles of impeachment against Trump. Representative Brad Sherman of California and Representatives Al Green of Texas and Steve Cohen of Tennessee together introduced the bill. Sherman told CNN that he intended to have a bill ready for when Special Counsel Robert Mueller released the findings of his investigation into election wrongdoing. Democrats also passed their own temporary spending bills in the House, a continuing resolution to fund the Department of Homeland Security through February 8th, passed by 239 to 192, and a separate bill to fund six other agencies for the entire year, passed 241 to 190. By separating the bills, Democrats challenged Republicans to help fulfill government spending in all other non-immigration-related areas, but neither of the bills are likely to make any headway in the GOP-controlled Senate. Pelosi made a strong statement on her first day as House Speaker on the issue of climate change. Bringing it up during her opening address, she referred to climate change as an existential threat. But critics denounced the rules for the Select Committee on the Climate Crisis that was expected to contain much-needed language on a Green New Deal. The rules indicate that the committee would, quote, investigate, study, make findings, and develop recommendations on policies, strategies, and innovations to achieve substantial and permanent reductions in pollution and other activities that contribute to the climate crisis, which will honor our responsibility to be good stewards of the planet for future generations, end of quote. But ultimately, the committee will lack the power to issue subpoenas or depositions or even vote on bills that it could send to the floor of the House for a vote. Among the Democrats taking on new leadership positions in the House is Maxine Waters, a Southern California representative who has been vocal in her criticism of Trump and who Trump has viciously and frequently attacked. Waters will head the House Financial Services Committee, which she has sat on for years. She becomes the first woman and the first African-American to head that committee. As committee chair, Waters is expected to oversee Mick Mulvaney's leadership of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, as well as have subpoena power over the CEOs of major banks and much more. The U.S. Labor Department on Friday released its latest jobs report and cast a positive outlook with the announcement of 312,000 jobs added in December. A big jump was seen in healthcare and education jobs, followed by the service industry and then construction. The official unemployment rate increased to 3.9%, a problematic measure of the number of Americans seeking jobs, which leaves out those who have given up looking for work. The labor report also does not evaluate the quality of jobs being offered in terms of job security, hours, and benefits. The New York Times on Thursday published a groundbreaking editorial as part of a series on women's rights called Slandering the Unborn. The editorial examined the crack cocaine epidemic of the 1980s and 1990s and, quote, how bad science and a moral panic fueled in part by the news media demonized mothers and defamed a generation. The paper blamed itself for fueling a racist narrative, saying, quote, news organizations shoulder much of the blame for the moral panic that cast mothers with crack addictions as irretrievably depraved and the worst enemies of their children. The New York Times, The Washington Post, Time, Newsweek, and others further demonized black women addicts by wrongly reporting that they were giving birth to a generation of neurologically damaged children who were less than fully human and who would bankrupt the schools and social service agencies once they came of age. End of quote. The piece went on to show how the response to the crisis led to so-called fetal personhood laws that charge mothers with endangering their pregnancies based on poor understanding of science. China's government is celebrating a major astronomical milestone of its lunar probe reaching the dark side of the moon. The moon orbits the Earth with the same side facing the Earth at all times, and so far no one has landed probes exploring the other side that faces away from Earth. The China National Space Administration announced that one of its probes had sent back photographs of the moon's dark side, which isn't dark at all, and is illuminated by sunlight from the sides. The challenge has always been to send back information to the Earth from the other side of the moon, an obstacle that China overcame by sending a relay satellite last year to capture data from space and pass it back down. According to Associated Press, the mission highlights China's growing ambitions to rival the US, Russia, and Europe in space and more broadly to cement its position as a regional and global power. And that does it for our headlines today.